tractor so hard that it broke down. It's over in there. Oh. If you want to know what people are doing on your PC or just want to play Big Brother at the office, there's no better way to start than with today's free file, the Perfect Keylogger Lite.
Yes, this is the light version of the full Perfect Keylogger, which runs about $40. The reason why it costs more is it does a lot of other things, including taking screenshots, emailing you all those really, really nice, juicy tidbits of information that you should otherwise know.
The truth is that probably the biggest market for this is parents who are kind of trying to keep an eye on teenagers. Maybe, and I don't encourage this kind of spying, but if your teenager maybe has made an agreement, okay, my mom and dad, I'm going to be doing my homework, I'm not going to be doing that, this is a way to find out what they're doing.
Or if you actually have a computer in an area where it's accessible by other people, but you explicitly say, no one touched my computer, this is actually a good way.
So what will the light version, the free version, do?
Well, the cool thing is it logs everything. So what it does do is it keeps a text log. So let me pop the view log over open here.
So everything that's typed on the keyboard is stored?
Yep. So it's going to give me...
I just did that.
Yeah, it's we just started recently, so it's pretty short. But
that's where I just went.
Yeah, and if you notice, there's a calendar up here, too. So it's going to give you those specific days that, for example, hey, I want to say, I don't have anything back on the 15th, but if there was something on the 15th, it'd show me all the stuff on the 15th.
Would have been a lot of visits to the IRS on my computer.
And of course, you can save this out as well. So, hey, Bob, I saw you on my computer. Here's a log, and you email it to him.
That's great.
So it's actually very useful, even if it's not, the full featured. It's, plenty in-depth enough for most people.
It's enough to say where they went. Now, so if you paid for it, you'd have a picture of the screen.
You would actually have a screenshot, which is, for some people. You get the idea. Yeah. And, it's great. Once you have it, you can actually do a couple of things to make sure people don't notice it's running. You can run on startup, but you can also make sure it doesn't show up as an icon at startup. And you can actually have the normally when you run it, this little icon is up here. And you could also hide that as well, which is great because, if you want someone to log someone, they don't want them to notice the same time.
So unless somebody's pretty sophisticated, and most teenagers are, unfortunately, they're not going to see it if you turn on all these invisibility features.
Yeah, I mean,
but it'll be hidden in the registry somewhere.
And if you launch up the services, you'll notice something running in the background.
Once they're